What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Y'all want to party like we do. If y'all want to party like us, let me hear you say, ah, 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 ah. If y'all want to party like we do. If y'all want to party like us, let me hear you say, ah, 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 ah.
Okay, little known fact about Amy Lawrence. When I went to clubs in college, that was the favorite song of my friends and I. I didn't go to a lot of clubs in college because I was playing a collegiate sport. Then I was also playing club sports. In addition, I was carrying two majors and had crazy amounts of work to do. I was always carrying more credits than really they advised. But every now and then, when Amy Lawrence would let her hair down and go to a club, that would be the song. Oh my gosh, we love that song so much. And now it's old school. Apparently, I am old school. Well, I'm just old and I teach school, so now I'm old school. Thank you, Producer Jay. And no, I don't actually mean that. I mean, I just got you a soda. And I'm sharing my soda with you. And look, this is what you do to me.
I was reminded of this by our Twitter question and by a listener, so I had to oblige. I had to. I had no choice. It was out of my hands.
Well, let's once again say thank you to our friends in Dallas, 105.3 The Fan. And actually, that's where Mark is listening. I usually catch the last 30 minutes as I drive to work. Used to listen more often when I was driving my coffee route. I started work a lot earlier. I mean, you can always listen anytime you want. That's the thing. I do enjoy hearing from listeners in the throes of conversation, but you can listen whenever you want because we have the show on demand. It's posted every weekday morning, the show in its entirety with fewer commercials on the Odyssey app, but we put it up on both our Twitter and Facebook. So the complete and total podcast of After Hours is available whenever you like. So yes, for those of you who are just tuning in now, good morning to you. It's a Friday for most of us. Eek. There will be no more rapping. If that was distasteful to you or offended you, there will be no more rapping. Right, Producer Jay? There will be no more rapping, no more singing. Funny. Jay just keeps playing it because he loves that song.
Love it.
Exactly. It was my jam. Now it's old school, but it's Jay's kind of old school rap. No one needs to be reminded that I ever did a rap. But while we're on the subject, I say this every time because people need to know. I did that dry. Dry. I did not do that over music. So this was before Producer Jay's time. But I went into a studio, a side studio with Isaac. He was the only one I would allow in the studio. 105.3 The Fan invited me. It was called Yo Roger Raps. It was the voice of the Cowboys, or voice of Arlington Stadium, or I'm sorry, AT&T Stadium in Arlington. And they asked me to be part of this. And the only way I could do it was to read a verse, memorize a verse, hear it, and then spit it out dry. And so Isaac was the only one that I would trust to be in the room. He turned his back. He was recording for me, and he was playing the music and then recording. He turned his back so I wouldn't have to look at him when I did it because it was really hard to take myself seriously while I was doing it. As it turned out, I had a bit of a raspy voice that week because I had a cold, or I was getting over a cold. You could hear it. Jay, we don't need to hear it, but Jay was about to play some more of it. I had a raspy voice, so it worked out perfectly. Did it not, Producer Jay?
It's perfect.
You know what I'm really happy about? that the dry is nowhere. Isaac promised me that he got rid of it. So it's nowhere. It's not in our system anymore. Once we sent it to Dallas and they produced it, we do not have it, because I knew that if it was in our system, other shows would steal it and start to use it. So Isaac swore to me that he would never allow it to be in our main system so that no other show could grab it.
Did he ask for that whole recording process to be a YouTube video? Because that I would watch that daily almost.
You're a jerk. No, we didn't even have our YouTube channel then. We do now, though. What? It's not enough for us to stuff marshmallows into our cheeks and say chubby bunny?
Oh, that's great, too.
It's not enough for me to jump out of an airplane and go skydiving? You need to see me pretend to rap as well?
Not pretend. You crushed it. So
thank you, Jay. I also did cover a Billy Joel song that might or might not be on our YouTube channel. I can neither confirm nor deny. I think it was when we hit 20,000 likes on our Facebook page. Do you know what we're at now? 44,000. So, I guess I don't need to do that anymore.
Another Billy Joel song?
Nah. Big shot? And actually, I didn't pick Billy Joel. The listeners picked Billy Joel. We gave them a list of artists, and they picked Billy Joel. I actually wanted to cover the Backstreet Boys, but they said Billy Joel.
We'll do Backstreet Boys for 50.
Will we? Only if we will actually do it together. Are you ready?
Oh.
Do you want to make that commitment? 50,000 likes or followers on our Facebook page, and you will cover Backstreet Boys with me?
What album are we talking?
My choice.
I don't know. I'd have to know the album first before I commit.
Like I would tell you the album, and you would have any idea what songs I'm talking about.
I absolutely would.
What if we did I Want It That Way?
I don't know if I could do that one.
Why?
I like the album, but...
What about Everybody?
Yeah, maybe that one might work. It's a little more pace to it. Not I Want It That Way, though. That's I can't commit to that one. Because
it's a ballad?
Yeah, I don't know. That's not in my range.
Oh, my gosh. So you can drop it an octave, then, if you need to.
All right, we can mess around with it. Different tune.
We can modulate the chords.
Please auto-tune, or...
No, you got to do it dry, which would be even funnier. With Billy Joel, I actually did not do it dry, but I did it over the instrumental, so there's no Billy Joel behind me. I mean, it's just me and the music. That was scarier, far scarier than rapping. Okay, why am I telling you all these things? It's because it's a Friday morning, and I'm feeling good on this Friday. We're asking you to spill it. Let us know where you're listening and how you're listening, whether you are streaming or on satellite or using an app, or whether you are on one of our incredible affiliates. So, yeah, we're getting a ton of your responses on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also, our friend Reality says, yes, in fact, that is her name. She has hippie parents from the 70s. That's awesome. Reality, I love it. I don't know any other female or male, actually, named Reality, and it might be my new favorite name. Maybe I'll name my next pet that. In your honor. Thank you for listening. On our Facebook page, too, we're going to get to some of those. We're hearing from you all over the country and north of the border. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Murray back to throw. And it is. Is it tossed? Oh, my goodness, it's caught. DeAndre Hopkins caught it.
Back from under center. Steps back. Throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp's got it. Touchdown, LA.
Burrow back to throw. Looking. Firing deep for Chase in the end zone.
Oh,
he's got it.
Mahomes fires for the end zone, caught, touchdown, Kansas City.
And off to Eckler again, no, Herbert keeps it, end zone, touchdown, Chargers. Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap, Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the five, into the end zone, touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
News this time of the year, there's not as much news as there is marshmallow fluff, but we do have some news coming out of the NFL, and we will begin in the NFC South, where new Panthers head coach Frank Reich, he's made his choice and he's made it public. Bryce Young, the number one overall draft pick, the one they moved up to get, will take over snaps as QB1 from now on with the Panthers.
Bryce has taken the snaps with the ones this week. That was something that at the beginning Scott and I kind of earmarked the time when we thought would be best, kind of mapping it out, talked it through with the staff. You know, at the beginning of the offseason, this was kind of the time that we had marked this week to just kind of move him up. It's just the next step, right? I mean, you know, there's really nothing to say other than, hey, we just wanted to move him up this week. Felt like it's been the right time. He had a couple weeks to watch Andy. That was really good stuff. And Andy's continued to perform at a very high level. You know, Bryce is doing well. Matt's doing well. It's, you know, we're just trying to get our team ready. Everything is about what's best for our team. And so this was just the next step.
For me, it's just about attacking every day. I try and do everything I can, to get better for the team. Us as a team, us as a unit, pushing ourselves to accomplish our goals. So regardless of where that's at, that's up to the coaches. That's out of my hands. I just want to show up every day and do all I can to help the team. And that's really been the approach.
So Bryce Young taking over snaps as the QB1 and attacking the game as a rookie. But there is some adjustment, right? How's it going so far?
I'm feeling more comfortable. I'm growing. And, you know, really that's because of the coaching staff, who's done a great job of, as things are going on, of coaching, not just, on the field, in the meeting room, everything, the players accepting me, pushing me, helping me, allowing me to feel comfortable with this group. So because of that, I definitely feel like I've grown.
I'm really excited to see how it translates from the Alabama education, especially when you play college football. You are in a pressure cooker all the time. Bryce Young knows it well. To taking over not as the quarterback of the worst team in the NFL last season, because that's not how it was. They moved up to get him. In fact, the Panthers, with all their turmoil, were still in the running for the NFC South title, partly because the division was awful, but they were still in the running for that title in the late stages of the season. Now, they did bring in Andy Dalton to help coach Bryce Young.
I definitely am grateful for him to be here, to have him here, and to have learned from him and to keep learning from him. Again, day in and day out, I learn stuff from him every day, whether it's meeting room or the practice field, so I'm super grateful to have him here.
In Carolina, the Panthers have got a new sheriff in town, and we, of course, know the same thing is true of the Saints, another team in the NFC South, where Derek Carr, hearing rave reviews about him, is excited for a fresh start after leaving the Raiders. And it may have been an acrimonious parting there, but he is thrilled to start fresh, follow in the footsteps of one Drew Brees. Let's see how that works out. He's got Michael Thomas healthy and on the field with him.
When we're talking the same language. And so, time on task and things like that, that'll happen. It'll happen quick because we're two veteran guys. Game reps is obviously the most important thing, but, being able to communicate, hey, how do you see this? Hey, how do you see that versus this coverage? How about this? How about that? I mean, we've talked about a lot in just a couple of days. We've talked a lot before that, but a lot just in person in the last couple of days that we're on the field as things come up that, if he went out there and ran certain routes right now, I'd know exactly what he was going to do and I'd put it on, that kind of stuff. So it's just cool to have him in the building. I know everyone was excited to see him. Everybody loves him here. They love his work ethic. They love his competitiveness, his leadership, the way he plays, the way he practices, he prepares. And I think that's from just on the outside looking in, he's such a worker that, that's probably why, sometimes injuries happen when you play that hard and work that hard. And you don't ever ask a guy like that to tone down. You keep going as long as you can, And so just being around him, like I said, you talk to him on the phone, you feel like you can win a football game with just you two out there, And being around him now, he just brings that energy about him that you feel the same way.
Can't wait to play with him and just be out there and execute and create something special with him, a connection, just like the way he demands the huddle, the sense of urgency, just the way he handles himself. It's just, he's a pro. He's great for these young guys to see, his demeanor, just everything, just watching him from when he gets in the building, kind of like how Drew was. You could watch Drew from when he's watching film. You can learn from him when he's in the locker room. You can learn from him anywhere in the building. You can just learn something different from them that makes them how they are. And I respect him a lot. And I'm always watching them and just talking football with him. He loves football.
Do you think that's is the first time Derek Carr has ever been compared to Drew Brees? First time, maybe not the last time now in New Orleans. And just want to let you in on a little secret here behind the scenes. It's a good thing I don't read what producer Jay writes on the sheet, the cut sheet verbatim, because it says, and I quote, Michael Thomas raving about new quarterback Drew Brees. Are you kidding me?
Does it really say that?
Yes. So somebody needs to click back into football mode. I know I do it sometimes too, because it's not football season, right? It's after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. It's fine. I know who the quarterback is in New Orleans. Hey, speaking of goofy, Dan Campbell. He loves his Lions. He eats, sleeps, breathes Lions. This is the year it pays off. I am all about it. We're on.
I swear to God, I'm not a lunatic.
The blue and silver bandwagon. Get this. He is on Jared Goff's bandwagon. Actually believes he's better now than when they traded for him.
He's a better quarterback than he was there, in my opinion, because he can do more things. He's mentally on it. I mean, we've come light years ahead of where he was 2 years ago when we walked in and just start teaching him protections and really, you know, dove into that.
We all need someone who is as passionate about us as Dan Campbell is about his Lions and about Jared Goff. I mean, seriously, whether it's sports or any other walk of life, we all need people who believe in us. And Dan definitely believes in his Lions and in Jared Goff.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. Right. I will beat your ass.
Right. That too. Jacoby Brissett is on to Washington, and I have no idea who ends up as the starter there. I just know that it's a revolving door at QB. Sam Howell is apparently taking the snaps as QB1. But Jacoby Brissett, do you think that you have a chance to be the starting QB for the Commanders?
I wouldn't be brought here if it was something else, you know, if I was. And if I thought otherwise, then I have a problem, right?
Yes, unless you're content earning a paycheck as a backup. There are plenty of quarterbacks out there that are happy to remain in the NFL and earn that paycheck while they hold a clipboard and don't get hit. So what do you see in Sam Howell?
It's been a lot of fun. You know, smart, can make all the throws. You know, been a joy to be around. I know that makes you sound old, but he's been really good to be around. You know, and, you know, learning from each other, competing against each other, it's just been a lot of fun.
Does that make one sound old when one uses the phrase, a joy to be around? I guess we could throw that out for Twitter. Would you ever use the phrase, a joy to be around? Huh. I'm not sure I have recently, but if it makes me sound old, well, then I guess I better drop using it. Would you use that phrase, Producer Jay?
A joy to be around.
It sounds like something a grandmother would say,
yeah,
actually.
Like he's a treat.
He's a treat.
I don't think I'd say that.
Yeah, I'm not sure I say it a whole lot either. Let's shift our attention now to the... Actually, we're going to save the Niners because that's a little bit longer form. Let's get to Denver. It's been a while since we've heard anyone stand up for Russell Wilson. But if there is someone who will do it, it will be offensive lineman Garrett Bowles, who is just telling you right now, you need to mark my words. Russell Wilson's going to prove you all wrong.
I think he's phenomenal. You know, you guys write the stories, so, you know, the fire goes where you guys write. And that's just reality. But we knew who he was as a person. We know who he is. I've known him very personal. I love him dearly. I think he's one of the greatest quarterbacks in the game in the last 10 years. I mean, stats don't lie. Just because you have one rough season, you can't dictate the type of guy and his personality and what he goes through. You know, I was angry with everything that came out because I love him dearly. I take it very personal when people talk about him because nobody knows him like I do or us here. And so, you know, when you put a heart on the line and – you know, you're focused and, you know, things go rocky. You know, you look like the bad guy, but he's not. He's a great dude. You know, he's the same guy every single day. He works his butt off. And, you know, I'm ready for that stuff to go away. And when it goes, you know, everyone's going to eat crow.
I am ready for it to go away too, Garrett. Thank you. Sean Payton's the new head coach. He and Russ have been at a lot of the Nuggets games, actually. We've seen them out there. Who else did I see? I think Justin Simmons was at a game recently. Certainly, there are a lot of weapons around Russell Wilson, Jerry Jeudy being one of those, and Sean Payton is already looking at him as a guy who's going to carry a heavy load this season.
He's explosive. not knowing, I remember him coming out and certainly seeing film of him playing and now having a chance to work directly with him. He's very explosive. He's got extremely loose hips, which allow him to transition well. There's the nuances of the game relative to landmarks, the exactness of the passing game. All of those things he's been real eager to learn. You know, I enjoy working with him, and I told him, hey, I'm going to, you know, be on you, and we're going to, you know, get the most out of you.
You guys probably don't remember this, but as I hear Sean Payton talk about Jerry Jeudy's loose hips, it reminds me of Super Bowl week. It was after the 2020 season, but it was 2021. And Boomer Esiason comes in here. We're talking about the Bengals making the Super Bowl. And of course, Bengals making the Super Bowl. No, wait, maybe it was the year before. No, it wasn't. We were talking about the Bengals. We were also talking about Patrick Mahomes for some reason. And Boomer, I asked him why Patrick makes such a good quarterback. And he's like, he's got a wide ass. That's what he said. He's got a wide. He said he's got a big, solid, wide ass. Right, so there we go. There's football tools for you. Loose hips and big, solid base with a wide ass.
I was all about the beefcake, boys. Yeah. I wasn't about the acting.
Yeah. Oh, Boomer snapped at me yesterday morning. He did. Jay, did he not? When I went to ask him a relatively benign question about sniffing the smoke outside and just the atmosphere, he bit my head off.
A little bit.
And then he never does that to me. He's always like very friendly and calls me sunshine. And then I listen to him on my way home. Oh, he's pissy about the Mets. That's what's wrong. I was his punching bag.
It was aggressive.
It definitely was aggressive. Okay, one more just so we can then move on. Shane Steichen, new head coach in Indianapolis. Well, they've got Quentin Richardson, Gardner Minshew, Sam... What? Oh, did I say Quentin? Sorry. Anthony Richardson, my fault. Thank you. This is also what happens when I'm not in football mode. Anthony Richardson, who's their draft pick, Gardner Minshew, and Sam Ehlinger, and he has no idea who's going to be the starting quarterback.
We'll see how that plays out. Yeah, once we get going into camp, you know, obviously we'll have a plan for that and see how it starts to play out.
Poor Shane
Steichen. And then we'll go from there. But nothing like set in stone that we've talked about now. I mean, that'll be an ongoing conversation into the summer and then obviously getting into training camp.
It's getting a little bit ridiculous in Washington, Indianapolis, and even San Francisco. It's a revolving door. Panthers, too, in Carolina as well. Just from one week to the next, you don't know who's starting. San Francisco, Carolina, Indianapolis, Washington. At least Cleveland has put an end to that by overpaying and guaranteeing money to a quarterback who wasn't going to be available for almost a full season.
Don't really care.
Seriously, how do the Niners win? That has to do with the guys that they put around their quarterbacks. But you can understand why Washington, Indianapolis, and Carolina are stuck in the muck. Constant change equals constant losing in sports. We still have a little bit to go, but we're going to set aside Kyle Shanahan because he deserves his own special stage. He hates quarterback questions.
I don't like playing this game.
I mean, I'm just doing my job, coach. Hates it. We might even have to bring back the audio that we played yesterday just for fun. He's so salty.
Everyone keeps asking me that question.
I don't pay attention, he says. I don't know. I don't care.
I would guess so.
He does it on purpose. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Where are you listening and how? On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page. We're getting answers and responses from all over the country and north of the border, even a couple across the pond. So we're glad to have you with us on what is now a Friday.
I'm not just giving the answer just to satisfy the question.
All right. Stop interrupting me. It's a Friday for most of us, crankpot. After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights, fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
The finals are here, and the biggest assist is happening off the court. BetQL has the best sportsbook deals, bonus offers, and exclusive access to risk-free bets, giving you more bang for your basketball buck. Visit BetQL to unlock special offers and finish the season on a winning note. Whether you're riding with the Joker in Denver or playoff Jimmy in Miami, BetQL's bonus offers can be the alley to your sports betting oop. Go to BetQL.com/hoops to take advantage of these exclusive offers. That's BetQL.com/hoops.
Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I don't watch him, to tell you the truth. He's right on pace. He has, I think he throws three times a week. I do not sit and watch those. It's part of his process of getting back, and he's continuing right on the track he's always been on. No setbacks, and you know, it's been very good so far.
Is it your understanding, like, once training camp starts, that he'll be able to do stuff on the field with the team?
I haven't asked any of those yet. We're taking it very slowly. It's not like you just jump out and push stuff. You're only supposed to throw on this date at this percentage, this many yards, and then you do a couple days later. And if you stay on track, it should heal the right way. And right now, everything's right on track, and so we don't go any, I don't ask 3 weeks ahead. It's, you just keep trying to stay on that trajectory.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You want to poke the bear? A real example of poking the bear. A media member asking Kyle Shanahan about his quarterbacks. Oh, so salty. He's so tired of it. But how is that our fault? Maybe, just maybe, have a quarterback. One quarterback who starts the entire season and who's the definitive starter going into the next season. But that's not how it is with the Niners, which is why it's super impressive that they have made it to two consecutive NFC championship games with what has been the same question at quarterback going back to when Kyle Shanahan took over. Remember, it was Colin Kaepernick, and we think Blaine Gabbert. I'm trying to remember, but we think it was Blaine Gabbert who was backing up Colin Kaepernick. They've had a revolving door ever since he took over as coach. They brought in Jimmy Garoppolo, but of course he's had a host of injuries, and that applied to last year. Trey Lance, Brock Purdy, we could go on and on. It's been anything but a stable position. And he's so tired of the questions. This was about Brock Purdy and his elbow and his rehab and how many throws he's taking and what he looks like in practice. And Kyle Shanahan made it very clear, I'm not watching him and I'm not asking these questions. He's on a schedule. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. A little bonus QB news, only because we thought you might giggle at Kyle's tood.
Guess we'll have to see.
When not asking about Brock Purdy, reporters are asking about the competition between Trey Lance and Sam Darnold. And this is just as much fun.
It's OTAs. So, I mean, every position. Like I think I've said to you guys before, like, I don't try to come in and know who's ahead or not. This is all this stuff gives these guys a chance to have a chance to compete in training camp. When you don't practice football an entire offseason, you don't do any practice of football since, you know, your last game, it's very hard to come to training camp and be ready to beat someone out. And so that's what you try to provide all this stuff for, just to give guys a chance to get their, learn the offense, get their timing, get everything. So now when they go to training camp, they're ready to compete. And that's truly where I see the competition starting.
Do you get the sense he's explaining like you would to a five-year-old? You don't do real well at football when you haven't practiced football.
When you don't practice football an entire offseason, you don't do any practice of football since, you know, your last game.
Could you imagine if he stood up in front of the team and talked like that? No, he's dumbing it down for us. He thinks that because of the line of questioning, he needs to dumb it down for us. All right. Well, you know what, Kyle Shanahan? We're not as dumb as we look. If you won't give us any straight answers about Sam Darnold, Trey Lance, we'll go get him from your talkative tight end, George Kittle. He loves what he sees from his now third-year quarterback.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I think Trey looks significantly better than he did last year. I really do. I think his confidence is there. I think that he's throwing really good passes. I know you guys take videos sometimes and he overthrows people once in a while. Hey, it is what it is. He's still learning and stuff, but I mean, just watching him, he just looks so much more comfortable and confident in the pocket, and I really appreciate that from him, from all the work that he's put into it. I think all of our quarterbacks, I know I saw one of you guys say a stat that Brandon Allen didn't have an incompletion yet. That's pretty cool for him too. But yeah, I think all of our quarterbacks are playing well. But like I said, I think Trey's, he just looks comfortable back there, and he doesn't look like, he just looks like he's having fun. And I really appreciate that from him, because when he's out there having a good time, it definitely brings up everyone around him.
When we spoke to Jennifer Lee Chan going back, say maybe two, three weeks ago, it was the first round of OTAs, and she said the same. The confidence level of Trey Lance was evident, and as someone who watches him day in, day out, that was what really impressed her, is that now that he's completely healthy and he's comfortable in his own skin there, regardless of whether or not there is a quarterback competition, he actually feels like he can fully compete. And so, yeah, thanks for nothing, Kyle Shanahan, but we got what we needed from George Kittle. Little QB news extra, 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 read all about it. We are asking you on both Twitter and Facebook where you're listening and how you're listening, because these days you have a plethora of options, and I'm pleasantly surprised. I have been reading many of them off our Facebook page, but I haven't shared them yet, so I want to share a few of them, and I won't read all the messages, only the locations, so you know we've got a variety of different cities and regions of the country tuning in. Lexington, South Carolina, that's Susan. Lugoff, South Carolina, that's James. They're actually listening on the same station right now. Susan and James, you're listening on the same station. You posted within 5 minutes of each other. Oh, here's another one. Sumter, South Carolina, also on 107.5. Are you guys in cahoots? Wow. Actually, Roland says he heard us 7 years ago. He's been loyal ever since. That's cool. Let's see. Fresno, California, Sparrows Point, Maryland, Tulsa, Oklahoma. He says Boomer Sooner, and the Sooners just won the Women's College World Series. Marcus is on a loader on Zug Island in Detroit, like that. Pittsburgh, Southern Maryland, Elmira, Ohio, Van Alstine, Texas, that's north of Dallas, Indianapolis, Napomo, California, on the Central Coast. More Dallas, New Orleans. How about that? Sarver, Pennsylvania, Kaufman, Texas, Lockport, New York. Mentions Josh Allen on the cover of Madden and DeMar Hamlin. Paul is in Alabama. Gregory also listening in Dallas-Fort Worth. Let's see. Baltimore County, Perry Hall. That's Mike. Damian is listening on 92.9 The Game in Georgia. That's our Atlanta affiliate. Vancouver, British Columbia. Conway, South Carolina, near Myrtle Beach, that's James. Another one on our South Carolina affiliate in Columbia, 107.5. That is five of you in the span of an hour. Pretty impressive. Springfield, Virginia, listening on 106.7, our FM affiliate out of D.C. Let's see. 93.9 The Ville, which is Louisville. That's Andre. 7.50 The Game is Portland, Oregon. Another one from Portland, Oregon. Calgary, Alberta on the Fan 960. In Detroit, Victor's on 97.1 The Ticket. We've got Indianapolis. Yeah, we've got a ton of different stations and apps and locations. It's fantastic. It's good. On a free-for-all, feel-good, friendly Friday. It's not supposed to be a football Friday, but the NFL will not let us go and do anything else with our lives. So we're going to pivot a little bit coming up next. What do you think, Jay? I believe that, and I'm watching tennis in my studio, even though it's tape delayed, I'm getting kind of excited. I believe that we should spend a few minutes looking at Novak Djokovic and his quest for history. Top of the hour, we actually have a live guest from Paris. And so you'll hear from Novak as he gets set for what will be the toughest challenge, or should be the toughest challenge, of his quest to win Grand Slam title number 23 and break the tie with Rafael Nadal. So it's he and world number one Carlos Alcaraz just over 3 hours from now in Paris at the French Open. It's after.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
You could say that there's something extra this year. Yeah. You could say because of the, as you mentioned, the injury and, you know, what happened last year. And then I just, you know, wanted to really do well.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That goes back to January in Novak Djokovic, who did not play in all the majors last year, not only because he was injured, but remember, because of his vaccination status, he was denied entry into multiple tournaments, both big and small. And in January of this year, he admits to extra motivation. Well, here's an opportunity as he works his way up back in the world rankings toward the top. It's Carlos Alcaraz, who's the world number one, dynamic young player, a lot of athleticism, just so much fun to watch, explosive. But Novak Djokovic has the experience, in great shape himself now. And if we're talking extra motivation, with no Roger Federer and no Rafael Nadal, Novak has the opportunity to move into sole possession of first place, or to claim the record for now, and win his 23rd Grand Slam singles title. Now, on the men's side, he would break the tie with Rafa, and he would be number one. And actually, would be tied with Serena Williams. So, yeah, there's a lot on the line. Novak into the semis against Carlos Alcaraz. And actually, he believes that in Carlos, he sees a lot of Rafa, who, my goodness, has 14 of these French Open crowns.
He carries himself very well. I mean, no doubt, very nice guy on and off the court, and brings a lot of intensity, of course, on the court. Reminds me of someone from his country, you know, that plays with left hand. He deserves his success, no doubt. You know, he's working hard, and he's a very complete player already.
And Novak actually didn't play well in the quarterfinals. In fact, he described it as feeling quite sluggish and quite slow. That won't fly against Alcaraz. In fact, he called it, Novak did, the worst stretch of the tournament in the quarterfinals. And we'll talk to Christopher Clary, who will join us from Paris just after the top of the hour. We'll ask him what Novak brings, or what Novak means by that, and really what he brings to the table when it comes to facing Carlos. Now, Carlos obviously knows the history of Novak and recognizes what's at stake, but he wants to make his mark in tennis as well.
We both are playing a great level, and as I said before, if you want to be the best, you have to beat the best. So I'm really looking for that match. I'm going to enjoy it. And of course, for me, it's amazing to make history, you know, playing a semifinal with such a legend like Novak, so it's going to be a great match for me. And I would say the match we played last year doesn't affect too much to this one. You know, it was 1 year ago. I would say, you know, both learned a lot from that match, so it's going to be totally different.
So Alcaraz is referring to the only match that he and Novak Djokovic have ever played against each other, and that was a year ago. Now, it was on clay, so that matters. It was in the Madrid Masters, and at that point, Carlos was 19. Novak is in his mid-30s. Carlos is now 20 and is the number one player in the world. Also from Spain, of course, which is why you get the Rafael Nadal references. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. This is a highly anticipated match. Novak understands it, but mostly Carlos stands between him and where he wants to go with another French Open crown.
We played only once in Madrid last year. It was a 7-6 in the third for him. we haven't played since. And yeah, you're right. You know, most of the tournaments this year we were not in the same draw, but here we are. You know, if it comes to that match, that's the match that, you know, a lot of people want to see. And it's definitely the biggest challenge for me, you know, so far in the tournament. And if you want to beat the best, you have to beat the best. So, you know, he's definitely a guy to beat here. So I'm looking forward to that.
So Novak Djokovic says it's exactly where I want to be. Even though he didn't play his best in the quarterfinals and had a stretch that he called the worst of the tournament, sluggish and slow. There's so much riding on this. Now, Alcaraz, completely different boat. He's coming from the opposite end of the spectrum. Mentioned their ages, obviously very different. And Alcaraz is in only his second major semifinal. But he won the U.S. Open last year. And now he's got a lot of confidence. He's the number one player in the world. And he's got youth and he's got explosiveness. He's got a ton of energy on his side. Usually that's not an issue for Novak. He's also in incredible shape. Regardless of the fact that he's, I think he's 37, 38. Regardless of the fact that he's 17, 18 years older than Alcaraz. What he does have on his side is wisdom and experience. And that matters. It matters so much when you're talking about athletes who are standing out there on this platform. In this case, a clay court. And it's just one versus one. Of course, you have friends, family, coaches, trainers. You've got those supporters in the stands, but they can't help you. It's against the rules for them to help you in the middle of a match. You can only look at them for encouragement. You can't get anything else. This is you against one other man, and you're on that stage all by yourself, and the world is watching. I mean, it's even different than golf, where you have a caddy who you can talk to the entire time. Now, tennis is, it's solo. And the pressure. If you have not been through it, well, then it can be tough to manage. And Novak has been in every situation that you can possibly be in tennis. This is a guy who, you want to talk about never out of the fight. He's as resilient as the Miami Heat or the Florida Panthers. Never out of a match because of his fitness and because of his experience. This is I would say probably the centerpiece of the French Open so far. Just a widely anticipated match. And it begins in just over 3 hours. And for that reason, we have to grab our friend Christopher Clary, who covers these international events like the tennis majors for the New York Times. He's going to join us straight ahead from Paris. Good morning to you. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.